Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live here from ForkFest 5 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Very refreshingly cool day. It's not 85 or 90 degrees as it has been most of the week. It's a little chilly. I actually had to put on a hoodie when I came down here, but it's warming up a bit. It's a great place to be. There's all sorts of people to talk to and things to do. Like, Angie, you were talking about the poker game last night.
Yeah, we had poker. It started kind of late. We did a one gold back buy-in tournament, and that was a full table. That was really good. Shiloh, my 10-year-old, won the gold back tournament the night before.
Wow.
Against all adults. And then last night, there was another gentleman named Wind. I think it was Wind, and he won the gold back. So he won 10 $1 gold backs. So he was pretty excited. Then we did a cash game after, and that lasted till about 4:30 in the morning. There were definitely some interesting characters at the table.
I can imagine by 4:00 in the morning, most of them were, you know, hammered.
Oh, they were. And there's a self-serve cooler next to us, and so they were like, "Is there beer?" I'm like, "Yep, there's a fridge right there." They were loving life. And then Jay would come down and bring food, and he was like, "I got burgers, I got sausages," and everybody was like, "Sweet, this is the best tip ever."
Awesome. Now, Jay is your husband, Shallon.
Yeah, I'm Shallon Noon. Jay's my husband.
And you guys have been up here vending all week. How's it been going versus, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It's a little quieter, but it's nice because we have a toddler to chase around, so we can actually relax a little bit and eat some food ourselves now and then. But it was the craziest pork fest ever. But it's really nice easing into just this quiet crowd, but still lots of fun stuff going on.
It is very quiet. I've noticed that just all week long it's been just quiet versus the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was just extremely loud. And it's like, ForkFest is the party, right? It's the after party.
It is.
And yet we've managed to be quieter than the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's weird to me.
But you know what I have noticed is that as people have walked by our campsites or I've seen people that I haven't introduced myself to, I'm like, "Hey, I'm Angie. What's your name and why are you here?" They're like, "I'm so-and-so and I'm here for ForkFest." And first thing I say is, "Did you come for ForkFest?" They're like, "Nope, I came for ForkFest." I'm like, "Sweet." And so a lot of people that are here are actually here for ForkFest.
Yeah, we were just talking with someone else who came in here Sunday, which was the final day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The festival ended around noon and ForkFest officially began the next day, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's plenty of people who have come up here just for ForkFest. Like Captain, who regularly does Free Talk Live with us, he arrived last night.
Yep, we saw him.
Just for the final few days of ForkFest. And it's great to see so many people, you know, coming together just to hang out and have a good time.
Well, what I ask is, what brought you to ForkFest versus ForkFest? And it was less control, that people were like, "Hey, I don't have to buy a ticket. I can come in. I can do what I want. I don't have somebody saying, you can't go there. You don't have a bracelet." At ForkFest, you just show up and you hang out with friends and you enjoy your time.
Yeah, the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year and last year, they were both really open and I don't know about welcoming. They were nice. They were friendly. They didn't bother us. But did you have a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket?
I did have a ticket. I bought it when it was the early bird at $30.
Okay.
So I got it fairly early. Michael, we got his when it was $50. But I didn't do anything for my children. So when I went to register, you know, I got a slap on the wrist. "You're supposed to register your kids." I'm like, "But it's free. There's no charge for kids. But we still have to know how many."
That's weird.
Yeah, and I'd never registered my children.
That makes me all the more curious then about who these people are that supposedly attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival on behalf of ForkFest but didn't have tickets. Because as far as I know, we all had tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Except myself, but I could borrow one of Chris Wade's if I really wanted to. But I was also a speaker, so I had a ticket by default. So I don't know exactly who would have been here who didn't have a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket.
I talked to the girl that works in the office here at Rogers, and she says, next year we're going to really crack down. Like, if you don't have a ticket, you're not even coming to visit, even the seasonal people. Because they want to keep the locals out. We had a little bit of vandalism. We had some attempted theft. So the locals are bored, and they know we're having a big party up here. So I think to kind of curb that kind of thing, they want to control who's coming in and coming out, and checking tickets is a way they can do that.
Yeah, I was told that came directly from Crosby. Kelsey, mm-hmm. the owner, because he said that there are a lot of people here during the Porcupine Freedom Festival that did not have day passes. And so the
amount... They weren't doing day passes.
Right. Well, just for the campground, not for a Pork Fest. They were, even if you didn't have a Pork Fest ticket, you were supposed to go to the campground and get a day pass.
Oh, so people weren't registering with Rogers Campground.
That's why he was irritated. He said there were too many people.
Well, yeah, that's mooching off of him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, this won't work next year. We have to change it.
Okay. Well, I guess that's one valid approach. But, I mean, it's a difficult thing to manage, right? Because the campground during the day, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there's, you know, 2,500 people here, allegedly. How do you know which of those are actually paying to be at Rogers Campground?
Exactly. Well, did they give you a bracelet? Like, we got the blue and white sticky bracelets that you put on whenever you first get here.
From Rogers?
Yeah.
No, I forgot to register until we're almost supposed to leave. I'm like, oh, hey.
So, well, they told us, they said, hey, can you wear these so that we know you're supposed to be here? But it was one of the bracelets. You know, if you go to a nightclub and they have, like, the sticky side. And so it was like a one-time thing. Once it got all nasty and stuff, you had to take it off. And so you didn't have it again.
And Rogers Campground asked you to wear this?
Yeah, they gave it to us. We checked in the Friday before the festival, and they said, hey, can you just put these on, the adults, so we know you're supposed to be here.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't get a wristband, but then again, I'm sort of recognizable, so they know when they see me that I'm supposed to be here. And, I mean, you are, too. You know them very well.
Yes, they last, when I called to pay for my site this year, they said, are you Shiloh's mom? Yes, I am. We need to talk. And so they reprimanded him for some things last year, and they point blank said, if he messes up this year, you're out of here. No refunds, nothing.
What?
And I was like, thank you.
They remembered from last year.
Yeah, they had him on camera climbing on the pool table in the arcade.
Oh.
And I said, you know, if there's any damages or anything, I'll take care of it. But he's a wild child, and, you know, you can't really contain him.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate to hear. But I'm getting mixed signals about what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is doing next year versus what Rogers Campground is doing. It's certainly a problem if they have people coming in here who haven't, you know, paid to be at Rogers Campground. I don't know how to fix that, right?
No.
We certainly here at Free Talk Live and ForkFest, we never told anyone to not pay Rogers Campground.
Right.
It's always been, get your camping site, RV site, or motel room. Never just, hey, just come crash the party.
Exactly.
So I don't know how they're going to address that, but I think requiring Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets is realistically not the best way.
I think they tried that in years past, and I don't see it was successful, because I know people would come early, and they would be here during the festival and not have tickets. People would come during the festival and just ride in with other people who had a sticker on their car, or, you know, buy a sticker from someone else who had an extra one that didn't have but one vehicle for their site, and then they would just be able to drive straight through.
It also raises the question of people sharing sites and things like that. They're probably not huge fans of that, considering that means, you know, it's one less site they're selling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's more use on their water, which is a strain. So the more people are just putting tents up on sites and sharing sites, it's more people using the bathhouses.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Because there were severe water problems this year. I think most of the public restrooms here were closed down.
Several times. Well, what happened was, at least three times that I know of, someone in the men's room had left the water going when they left and steamed up the bathrooms. And that was early, early in the mornings. And then someone was going around checking them. And I forget the gentleman's name, but he was riding the golf cart. And I said, what's going on with the water? And he said, the men had left it on. But it was never the women.
And this happened more than once?
Happened three times that he told me.
Jesus.
Yeah, so they turned the water off every time because they just drained it.
Well, that's one of the things that I've never heard of happening at ForkFest.
Right.
But, I mean, with the Porcupine Freedom Festival here, you do get a more diverse crowd of people who aren't voluntarists and hardcore anarchists and who may not consider the value of property rights to be the same as the people at ForkFest.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's because ForkFest does the advertising, and a lot of people this year with the scamdemic have woken up and see that this is happening, and they're new to freedom, the ideas of liberty, and they don't really get it yet.
Yeah.
But they want to open up to it, but they're still learning. But there was a lot of new people that it was just brought a totally different energy this year.
It did. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, will happen again next year. I don't recall off the top of my head what the dates were. I think it's June the 21st through July the 7th, 27th next. Through June.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't recall the exact dates, but you can find it at, I guess, porkfest.org. I have no idea what their website actually is.
FSP.org.
Okay.
Well, it has that, and then there's a link, but you can't go to Pork Fest. You can just Google Pork Fest, and you'll find it.
But don't be a gate crasher. I mean, if you're going to come to Pork Fest, at the very least, if you're going to come to Rogers Campground, at the very least, pay Rogers Campground to be here.
Yes.
Because you're here on their property, and they have employees to pay for taking out trash and cleaning bathrooms and stuff like that. Don't just crash the party. More coming up here from Pork Fest 5. You're still invited to join us. We're here for 3 more days, I think. So come and hang out with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from Pork Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And if you haven't heard about Bitcoin, then you need to head on over to Bitcoin.com. It has very simple videos for you to watch. They only take a couple of minutes. You can learn the basics of Bitcoin just by taking a few minutes of your time. And if you already know about this world-changing technology, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all of the news that's relevant to you. Again, news.bitcoin.com. With me today, I'm joined by...
The Reverend Captain Kickass has made it.
Yes, you arrived, man.
It's Wednesday night.
Okay, good. See, I've been here long enough where I legitimately no longer know what day it is.
I participated in some festivities last night, so I'm also a little bit cloudy. I do know what day it is, though, I think.
I had a very late night as well. I'm trying to shift back to my normal sleeping patterns because this waking up at 7 o'clock stuff, it's not... That's not my natural sleep pattern.
You're not
right?
A morning person?
No, not at all.
What? I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I hate being up that early and having to leave out early for the Porcupine Freedom Festival at like 8:30 in the morning because I didn't want to drive here at noon and set up in the hot noon sun and all of that. It threw everything out of balance, right? Because I only got 3 hours of sleep the night before. Next thing I know, I'm going to bed earlier because I was tired and trying to catch up on sleep. Which
we'll make up a new term for you. You know, jet lag?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it fest lag.
Yeah, I mean, it's not inaccurate, right? But you got here and you've been partying because that's what Fork Fest is.
Yeah.
It's more of a low-key, chill, relaxed environment than the Porcupine Freedom Festival was.
Oh, yeah.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, is very, very high energy. There's a lot of kids running around. Kids are beginning to appear today and yesterday again, but it appears that they're not here for Fork Fest. They are just here with families for the fireworks or, you know,
4th of July camping, that kind of thing.
So there are a ton of people here. It is unclear how many of them are here for Fork Fest. And how many are just here? But you mentioned at least one person who has arrived who I didn't even know they were here, and that's the regular caller Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby's here, and he came up with another guy whose name escapes me. I'm sorry, bro. But they both jaunted up here from frickin' Indiana.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's a long travel for Fork Fest. I mean, for a weekend of Fork Fest at that.
Yeah.
I mean, to make a drive like that, you would expect someone to spend the entire week up here. But anyway, it's great to hear that there are more people coming specifically for Fork Fest.
And I'm expecting some other folks either tonight or tomorrow at least to stay for, you know, one night, the weekend kind of thing. Hoping we get some fireworks depending on, you know, what Roger's going to do in the weather if it cooperates.
At the very least, we're not in a drought. So there will definitely be fireworks. I mean, unless it's like storming in the middle of them, I don't know exactly. I mean, you raise an interesting question. Will there be fireworks with it raining as much as it's going to be over the next few days?
Or at least predicted to be. The forecast for this particular hour we're in right now was for rain, and I felt a drop, maybe two, but there's a nice summer breeze coming through.
There is a, I don't know if I would describe it as a nice summer breeze. It's a bit chilly, at least for me this morning. But you like it colder than I do anyways.
I do like a little bit chillier than most normal humans.
Yeah, I like my warmth and comfort, which is weird being here in New Hampshire where, you know, it's not generally known for being warm.
I don't know. Like, I've been here for 2 years now, and New Hampshire has the full four seasons. It's hot in the summer.
I'm not convinced there was a spring this year.
It did kind of skip spring. I mean, we had this, like, really weird first week of spring where it was 90-plus. And then we had spring for like a week, and then it was summer.
It's definitely a spring-type vibe here, but that's because we're in the mountains where it's colder anyway. But it's like 60-something degrees today, a bit overcast and a bit windy. It's still not a bad place to be, though.
Some folks went fishing yesterday, and then they brought over some, you know, fresh trout for us.
Because you guys sort of had a party just a few sites over last night.
Yeah, we did a little cocktails with Kickass.
Nice.
And just sort of, you know, hey, come on over, guys. You know, if you want to donate, donate. But, you know, let's sit around a campfire and have some drinks.
Awesome. I mean, that's generally the low-key sort of thing that goes on here at Fort Fest. People just send a cluster and sit around talking, having a good time.
Yeah, it was certainly a good time. Saw many folks, met new people that I hadn't met before and re-met people that, you know, I've met but forgot their names.
Sure.
Because I'm nefarious for that.
Well, it's hard when you meet people only once a year to remember who they are year after year. I mean, when you see people more regularly, obviously it's easier, but I mean, some people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that I've been seeing every year for the last 4 years, and I look at them like, I know I should know your name, but I don't, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's people here that, like, know everybody's name. Now they've been coming for, you know, what, a decade or whatever it's been, so, yeah.
Well, a lot of these people are, you know, people who we see at least weekly or monthly or whatever because they're from New Hampshire. It's very much more New Hampshire-centric here at ForkFest than the Porcupine Freedom Festival was, and that's another great thing about it. ForkFest isn't really encouraging the move to the Free State as much as it is celebrating the people who have moved.
Yes.
And that's
an accurate assessment, I think.
It is. And I'm starting to think that, you know, it may be better to return to the pre-party itself next year. Just move ForkFest to the beginning. I don't know. There's a lot that's unclear right now. Like, next year, presumably, ForkFest won't even get the fireworks show because it'll be happening on a Monday. So that was the reason we kept it behind this year. Is, okay, cool. We can get the fireworks show again.
Still do the 4th of July thing. I kind of like the carryover to 4th of July for the outreach aspect.
Sure.
Because, you know, you can meet people who otherwise have never heard of, you know, some of the liberty philosophies. Or they have, and they just, you know, maybe they want to know more. Or it's a chance for us to talk to people who we might not otherwise get to talk to as far as, you know, getting the message out. So I kind of like that. And particularly for something called Independence Day,
right?
You know, it's, I mean, it used to be that the liberty philosophy, you know, maybe represented what people think of as Americanism, you know, like the land of the free and all that kind of stuff. Like, freedom used to be the centric thing that pulled people together, and, you know, so if there's people who have that sort of patriotism, it's a lot easier to talk to them about the philosophy of freedom than it is to somebody who, you know, sort of doesn't have that or isn't celebrating that.
Now, you're referring to the fact that a lot of people come here for the Independence Day celebration who,
right,
aren't necessarily libertarians or free staters or anarchists or whatever. But, you know, it kind of feels right that the kind of person who would go camping out for a fireworks show for Independence Day would also be, in New Hampshire, would be more susceptible to the ideas of freedom, which is what we constantly talk about here on Free Talk Live in one form or another.
Yep.
So it's definitely good outreach. I mean, there's no doubt about that, right? I need to get the banners back up, really, but they're way up there, and I the forecast was like, hey, it's going to rain every single day, and I was like, okay, well, some of this can go ahead and be taken down,
right?
And then it's like, okay, but they need to go back up now, really, and some of my signs need to be replanted. I mean, it's a nonstop party here, and there's always something I need to be doing better, right? Or something that I just need to be doing, period.
Nobody's perfect, man. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. More coming up here from ForkFest 2021. We're here for another few days, depending on when this broadcast. It's unclear exactly when that's going to be, but come down and hang out with us. If not, you can catch us next year, because we'll be here again. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Radio host Clay Travis called the charges against the Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg a nothing burger on Thursday, and the overall investigation another swing and a miss against former President Donald Trump.
And they have consistently sold you on the idea that there are massive, severe penalties awaiting Donald Trump when he is no longer in office.
This is a minor league prosecution. After 3 years of investigation, this is the best they can do. The White House dove into damage control this week after reports of dysfunction and infighting in Vice President Kamala Harris's office, with the administration trying to stop a drama-filled narrative from taking hold. That's according to five people who spoke to CNN about the dynamics within Harris's office. This is USA Radio News. When the Supreme Court upheld two election laws in Arizona on Thursday, voting rights advocates quickly became concerned, putting fresh pressure on the Democratic-controlled Congress to pass new federal laws that prevent states from targeting liberal-leaning voters. At 82 years old, she's finally going to space. Lance Pry has the story.
Billionaire Jeff Bezos announced Mary Wally Funk will be the fourth person to join him on his rocket company's first human space flight July 20th.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I want to say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Ms. Funk, 82 years of age, qualified with NASA's Mercury 13 astronaut training program, but was denied flight, many say, because of her gender. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, coming from ForkFest 2021 here at Rogers Campground. Realistically, you probably don't have time to join us if you're listening to this, unless you're, you know, local in New Hampshire and you're just now hearing about this for the first time. So, it's happening again in 2022. Unofficially, it's June the 27th through July 3rd at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Now, ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge and there are no tickets. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground from June the 27th through July the 3rd, and you're in. Have whatever event you want others to have, because ForkFest is your event. You create the experience that you want others to enjoy. Find out more about it and join the unofficial Telegram chat at ForkFest.party. Come and enjoy the festival, ForkFest.party. Now, I'm joined here by Thomas, and I've already forgotten your last name. Thomas Friedman. I should have remembered that. And you're working pretty regularly with Ernie Hancock of Declare Your Independence.
That's right.
And you have these weird computers here. Sorry to describe them as weird,
yeah,
but
they're small.
They're unusual.
Yeah.
So tell me about them and tell me about what you're doing.
Okay, well, we're putting forth a contest, and the purpose of the contest is to promote these pirate boxes, what we call them. And I've created four different form
factors. I thought that was my puppy. I was like, what the hell is she doing?
No, yes, I was and we trying are to imitate
working,
a pirate.
We are going to be working with the Pirate Chain guys, of course. And I made some fantastic contacts with those guys, and so the development staff there, they've got me linked up. So when I get back to my home base, I'll be working with them and furthering that idea. But the contest is something where we're trying to get innovation and a broad appeal of developers in particular, but not necessarily just for developers. Could be marketers, people that are just great with a 3D printer that want to package something differently. Just any way that you can enhance the value of a pirate box. What's the main thing of a pirate box is that it's a small computer, a very capable computer with 8 gigabytes of RAM, 3 USB.
That is a lot for a Raspberry Pi.
Exactly. It's a puny little. This one here has a battery, and it has a speaker built right into it. So this is the package alone, just my cost of the package alone is $100 for just the package. That doesn't count the Raspberry Pi.
See, something like that is perfect for me because I could just fix it to my wall, and every time I'm leaving to go to Ian's house, just press a button on it, and it automatically shoots an email to my probation officer letting her know I'm on my way to Leverett Street.
Sure.
I was going to ask, what is the practical application for these? Like, because I'm interested, but why would I need one?
Yes. Well, different people have different. One of the aspects of this contest is we're trying to identify the target audience that we're going to hone in order to build the right one for that target audience.
So what do they do?
Well, IPFS. Are you familiar with Interplanetary File System?
Yes. Ernie came on the other day and then talked about it for like an hour. He never actually got into what it actually was beyond it being sort of a library for all content.
Yes, it's basically a file system. So if you think about the hard disk in your computer, it's that. And it doesn't cost anything, and it's great for sharing. It's like BitTorrent in terms of how it works.
Right.
So and even BitTorrent's great for large file systems. So the idea is because it's decentralized, it cannot be taken down.
Right.
And so people like Ernie and other people whose websites are being censored right now have the option of storing it on IPFS where they won't be censored.
How do people... Now, what role does this box serve in that?
It provides a node. It's one of the nodes of IPFS. It's one of the places... It's kind of like having a BitTorrent client on your computer. This has the computer and everything all in one package.
Okay, very
portable.
Cool.
And there's other use cases, too, like Howard Lichtman, for example, has this idea of creating a pirate box that has a access point. So it's a wireless access point all in and of itself, which we have the software on here to do that. So a student, for example, might carry one of those in their backpack with a website on it and broadcasting whatever subversive content a student might want to carry. He also can collect information. He might do interviews remotely. And then when he gets back home, he can hook it to the Internet and upload that to IPFS, and it can go far and wide.
Okay, and you're giving these away as part of the upcoming Jackalope Festival. When is Jackalope this year?
Jackalope is the first 2 weeks in August.
Okay. Is it always the first 2 weeks in August?
It has been. They were talking about moving it up a week, but because of the fire hazards, we actually are not certain at this point whether right now the park is closed. We can't get access to the park right now. But the monsoon season, quote-unquote, in Arizona occurs at the end of July, so we're hoping there'll be enough rain to where they'll reopen the park.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly hot in the western half of the country right now, whereas over here I'm almost shivering, but in Oregon or whatever, they've been dealing with 110. I mean, there's pictures on the Internet of, vinyl siding melting on the houses.
All my West Coast friends are crying.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's miserable, dude.
It was miserable here a couple of days. It got very, very hot and humid, but, we're hoping that it's going to clear up by then. Besides, it's in the high mountains of Arizona where it's cool. Phoenix can be 110, and it might be 85, 90 at the most, and it's very dry up in the mountains there. So it's a great place to have a gathering.
It is. The only issue I have with Jackalope is that, it's like Rogers Campground without the actual campground. So,
right.
I mean, it has no facilities or amenities whatsoever. And, I won't even camp out here where there is running water and power outlets. So,
yes.
Unfortunately, I will likely never attend a Jackalope festival.
It's a long ways to go from here, too.
It is, but, air travel exists, and that makes things a bit easier. But, yeah, good point. You can't take camping equipment, really.
Not in an airplane.
Yeah.
But then I see a lot of abandoned coolers here after Porkfest. People, come and pack up things, and they say, well, I'm not going to need this cooler. They'll buy it at the store to camp with, and they just donate it or let it be abandoned on the side of the road here.
I almost did that last year, but I ended up taking my cooler with me, and I totally forgot it existed until I looked in the trunk of my car for, Forkfest-related stuff. I was like,
oh, yeah, cool. I still have a cooler.
Bonus. Yes.
So that's convenient. So you're giving these boxes away. You're doing a fundraiser of some description, right?
Well, it's not really a fundraiser. Actually, we have four prizes. This is the top prize. This is the second prize. This one here is a little bit different. This one has a 1 terabyte SD card in it. This one has a 1 terabyte SD card. This one has a 1 terabyte SSD drive, so it's very fast. This is a very fast computer, and it's a quad-core processor in this thing. It's a little teeny form factor, but it's very capable. A lot of people are using these for their desktop machine.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's certainly a lot of power to cram into a Raspberry Pi. I'm impressed. I wouldn't have expected, you know, the Pi mother. The last time I looked at Raspberry Pis was probably like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's changed a lot since then.
Yeah, it's impressive to see what they're now capable of doing. Like, the little computer you have here has all sorts of little indicators and stuff on it. And, you know, it's amazing what can be done. And these cases, presumably, were 3D printed?
Well, no, these are both commercially made cases. This is a metal case. It's passively cooled, meaning there's no fan to get rid of most of the heat.
Right.
And it also has an infrared. These are great for Kodi boxes, you know, if you've got a TiVo type of replacement software. It'll run that easily. And there's an infrared receiver, so you can point your remote control at it to control the TV if you want to make your own DVR out of the thing. That's what the case was built for, I think, for that.
Okay.
But it's perfect form factor for Raspberry Pi as well, and I mean for pirate boxes as well.
So how can people join this lottery-type giveaway thing? How can people take part?
I'm glad you asked. There is a website called piratebox.info. If you want to read up all about what's involved in getting involved with the contest, just go to piratebox.info, and all the details about how to start with the contest, you'll download an image to start with, which gives you all the Pirate Box software I've been developing over the last 6 months or so.
Okay.
And it gives you a good base, but you don't have to do that. I mean, if you're a marketer, you may not care about that. You may say, I know how I'm going to sell this thing. So you might come up with promotional materials. Another thing that people might do is they might make a mesh network if you're a developer. So there's lots of avenues that you can contribute in and compete in this contest.
Okay, so it's piratebox.info. That's
correct.
Nothing spelled unusual or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
We also have...
You never know with libertarians, man. And yeah. With someone who works with Ernie Hancock, whose URL is like, declare your independence with ErnestHancock.com. You just got to be sure here.
It's a little short one, yeah.
I'm curious what you think the retail on these will be when they're in production.
Okay. Well, when we finally arrive at what we're going to sell for production, the estimated cost for the top prize is $1,000 for this.
Okay.
This one would be...
That is pricey.
$799.
More coming up here from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live here from ForkFest 5 2021 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful and very windy White Mountains of New Hampshire. In fact, we had to stop recording for a bit because the wind was... The gusts today are 18 miles per hour, and the mics were picking it up, and they're probably picking it up now, but, you know, that's what happens when you record at a festival. We're joined now by Thomas Friedman, who's been talking about pirate boxes. Now, we left off the last segment discussing the estimated cost of these, and that's really the point at which, you know, I balk, because if I'm going to spend $1,000 on something, I want it to be tremendously more flexible and convenient to use. But as we were talking about off the air, because we had to stop recording because the wind here is a sort of constant today, this isn't directed for the end user, right?
Not really. I mean, I think the price points that we're offering these things are going to be for people like podcasters and like Ernie Hancock with his Declare the Independence and other people that have a need for protecting their content. It could be companies. Companies might have a need for having a portable device. And also another thing about this is I guess the end user might have an entry point if they just want to help the IPFS ecosystem, the IPFS cloud, if you will, to make it easier, because the more of these things that are out there with content on them, the faster it is for them. It's a way it scales very effectively. The more
right, similar to BitTorrent.
Exactly.
Right? If you've got 50 people seeding something, it's faster than if you have 5 people seeding it.
Exactly.
Generally.
Exactly.
Well, that's really cool. I forgot the question I was going to ask. I had a follow-up question related to what you were just saying, and I immediately forgot it.
Happens to me all the time.
It's early in the morning here at Rogers Campground.
It is. So tell me the website again. Oh, IPFS. I was going to... Not IPFS. That is it, isn't it? Interplanetary File System.
Correct.
Now, that's a sort of protocol. We had Ernie on a few days ago to discuss it, but for a recap to the listeners who weren't listening that day, describe it for me briefly, please.
All right. Well, the Interplanetary File System is very... I guess the closest analogy would be BitTorrent, but it's a different protocol than BitTorrent. BitTorrent. And it scales the same way that BitTorrent does. You don't seed it the way, but it's basically just a file system. You store content, large, small, doesn't really matter. But the more of the nodes that are out there with your content, so let's say you have point A is in New York City and point B is in Dallas, Texas. And you are going to put, a video on in Dallas, Texas. And you tell your friend in New York City, well, hey, here's the hash. Here's how you access the video I just put out there. So it gets to the New York node by going through a whole bunch of intermediate IPFS servers. So it leaves shards or little pieces of the file all the way along the way, along that pathway. And the more of those there are, the faster it's going to be.
So is it easy or difficult to find content that is stored on this system? Because Ernie made it out like you could just pull up any web browser and pull up the IPFS version of it.
Well, there is a gateway. There's gateways on the IPFS ecosystem, so that which are basically web interfaces to the IPFS service. So you can use a public gateway like IPFS.io and access any IPFS hash through that mechanism.
Now, you mentioned autonomy as being one of the reasons for the price point of these devices.
Yes.
Can you elaborate for me?
Well, I'm not a marketer, so I just joined Autonomy in March. And
what is Autonomy?
Autonomy is a marketing organization. It's actually provides you the schooling to provide value to other people, schooling that you didn't have. I mean, we are not taught economics in school. We are not taught to provide value from what we can do ourselves. So
right.
This is an organization that not only teaches you marketing, but also teaches you how to offer value that you have inherently as a human, as well as what skills it's a skill development as well. It's a very excellent organization.
Nice. That's one of my things in life is, like, if you can just have the mindset of trying to provide value,
yes,
wherever you go, whatever you do, you will be successful in some way.
Yes, you got to have a positive attitude, and a lot of people have a negative attitude because that's the world beats us down that way. We're not meant to be autonomous. We're not meant to be free. They want us to be slaves, and they want us to fit into a niche. So autonomy breaks that. They give you education. It's another thing that's great about autonomy is the whole circle. It's like this campground is filled with freedom-loving people. Well, Autonomy is, they vet they don't just let anybody join Autonomy. They vet you, so they've got to have the right attitude about freedom before they're going to allow you to be a student there. So there's a great network that takes place with students of Autonomy. You know, there's a lot of marketing expertise, but there's a lot of technical expertise, and you marry them together, and great things come from that synergy, that collaboration.
Now, is their website autonomy.org? Did I find the right people?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
And we're saying really great things about them. It would just be nice.
Absolutely.
To I'm going to assume that's it, though.
Okay.
Autonomy.org. And so they taught you the basics of marketing. And
they're teaching me that, yes.
Okay. And did they suggest the $1,000 price point, or was that something that you...
I came up with the prices, and they said that's a good place to put it. I mean, that's a good place to start, they said.
Okay. And the other device here, all of these are part of giveaways, right?
Yes.
And so how can someone actually, you know, sign up for the giveaway?
They have to participate in the contest. These are awards for the contest, and they have to provide some form of value, being in how we're... You know, whether it be a mesh network they might develop, whether it be a unique packaging that might incorporate a keyboard and a screen in a portable device, whether that be for example, Howard Lichtman's example was having a access point and the ability to record and upload data after the fact, you know, in a portable manner. So lots of ways you can provide value to the contest.
So it's not like a raffle where they can just, you know, pay $5 and enter the contest. They actually have to innovate and contribute something to the development of these machines.
Exactly.
And where can people do that? Where can people learn more about that, I suppose?
Yeah, the contest is piratebox.info.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope it's successful. And, you know, these are really cool things. I love the idea of having something like this. Now, are they tied specifically to IPFS? You've mentioned a large number of use cases, right? is there some way the average home user might have a need for one of these, not necessarily $1,000 one, but what could the average home user utilize one of these boxes for?
They could use it as an auxiliary server. You know, I mean, we all of us in IT kind of buy server space somewhere in the cloud,
right.
And this could be just an example of a server. It could be, you could take it anywhere you want to go.
Okay, the average end user doesn't really need a server. I mean, is there, you mentioned one of these could function as a DVR.
That's true. They could use it for that purpose. There's lots of software available out of the can. You could probably install it within probably, I'd say for an average user, they could probably spend a few hours, and install Kodi on it and have a TiVo type of, you know, a DVR application where they can download movies and what have you. And it's all nice user interface and very clean and everything that way.
And these boxes are all capable of that?
Not all of them. I mean, well, they're all capable of that, but they have different characteristics. Like this one here has an infrared sensor so that you can use your remote control to change your channel on your Kodi box.
Okay, well, that's really cool, but see, I keep losing the question, the follow-up questions that I mean to ask. So this one can do that thing, and it's significantly cheaper, so that's marketed more toward the end user, the consumer, so to speak, or are you marketing all of these toward people who require servers?
Actually, I chose the different packages of the four prizes. This is the top prize. This one's the second, is the first runner-up, and there are two others. The two others have different characteristics. The low-end unit we're marketing for $200, the $200 value we're assigning to it, and it's just very, I mean, it's the software that's on top of a purchased a starter kit, a Raspberry Pi starter kit. It comes with a case and a couple of cables, you know, just simple things to get you up to speed on how to bring it up. And so that's like at the low end of what we're offering as a prize. So that's the third runner-up. There are four prizes in total. The value for all the prizes together is $2,500 is what we're saying.
So tell me about the fourth prize.
The fourth prize is the one I just described. It's a low-end unit for $200.
And what is it capable of?
It's basically a Raspberry Pi in a box. It's it can do everything that these others do as far as the core IPFS node in a portable box.
And the third prize?
The third prize is got a bigger SD card, and the packaging is a little bit different. It is a passively cooled Raspberry Pi, meaning there's no fans, it's quiet, it's a solid black box, hardly any bigger than the Raspberry Pi itself, you know, about 3 inches by 2 inches by 2 inches by 3 inches, roughly.
Yeah, that is tiny.
It's really,
both
really
of these
tiny.
Boxes are really tiny, and it's remarkable the amount of power. I mean, you said this one has 8 gigabytes of RAM. It's just impressive to think of a tiny little computer able to utilize that much power without overheating, and yet you've managed to passively cool most.
For our listeners who can't see these things, none of these are larger than a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's a fair description. Mm-hmm. And it's piratebox.info.info if people want to join the contest, but you have to actually contribute something. You can't just, you know, throw money at it or cryptocurrency or whatever. You have to actually care about the IPFS ecosystem and want to develop on it.
Well said.
And that's a cool way to do a contest, I think. So hopefully you're successful. Hopefully you have people out there innovating and creating the ecosystem that you want IPFS to be. And, you know, welcome to ForkFest again. I hate that I had to ask you your name earlier because I see you year after year. And I was like, yep, that sounds about right, though. It's just hard to keep track of everything. But thank you
for the opportunity to present the contest.
Yeah, I've already forgotten it. It's early. Piratebox.info, piratebox.info. More coming up from ForkFest. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.